Courts, this is Holly Sturgis, and I'm still at the Cove Theatre. It's the Sky Ride today, and it's the afternoon. I've been here all day interviewing people, and now I'm joined with young reporter Cameron Savage. How are you doing today, Cameron?
I'm doing all right, yeah. It's a real nice and relaxed atmosphere in the Cove Theatre. There's not many people around, but it's real nice. And looking out the window, it's really busy out there. It's a shame that no one's really in here and watching it out the window. I like it how the stop sign is and showing people when to go and stop. That's really cool.
It's yeah. Really good as well, because you know you can tell the riders they've got these fluorescent bibs on. And so what have you been doing today?
Well, I've been taking photos and videoing some of the interviews that's been people being interviewed today. What's really good, and that's going to be uploaded to the 2012ers website for the young reporters. That's 2012ers.tk, which is really cool. So go on that. So I've been doing that, and I've been doing some time lapses out the window for my little project that I've been doing, the Leicester time lapse videos, and I'm putting it all in one. So hopefully I'm going to have enough thing to fill up about 3 minutes at the end, and then be able to put it on the 2012ers website and upload it to YouTube. It'll be real cool to have as well.
Yeah, see, I love time lapse videos. They're so just like interesting to watch. But for those who don't know what a time lapse video is, do you want to just like, you know, explain what is a time lapse video?
It's like when someone stands there and like takes photos every like second, 0.5 seconds, and the changes in between each swing, and it normally like speeds up like normal life, and you can see it all happening really quick in front of your eyes. And sometimes you can see sunrises and sunsets, so it's a really nice way to capture the life in real quick motions.
So we are a few days away from the Paralympics. The open ceremony is on Wednesday. Paralympics start on the Thursday officially. Now the Olympics finished and just about 2 weeks ago. And you went down, didn't you, to London to watch the men's marathon. What did you do down there?
We went down to London on the train, East Midlands trains to St Pancras Station. We saw the rings there near the clock, and that's been taken down now for the Paralympic logo to go up, hopefully. And the first thing we went to the tube to Tower Hill to watch the marathon. We were asking one of the officials where the best place to go, and he said Tower Hill. We wanted to go to the embankment,
yep.
But he said it would be crowded, and we went to Tower Hill, and there was not many people there whatsoever. So we got onto the front row. It was amazing. So it took about half an hour, 20 minutes for it to get eventually round, and I filmed the video, and I uploaded it to Ruse News, and I'm going to put it onto the front of the 2012ers website, and John Costa, the editor, sits inside and listened and a watch of it, and he liked it as well, so that was good.
So yourself, you're a little media mogul yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're really good at it as well. What do you want to do when you're older?
Well, hopefully take the media career. I'll definitely take something down there, like something in radio, photography and filming, something down them lines as well. That'd be a really good job.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your time, and enjoy the rest of the day.
I will, thank you.